here's a story from The World.
A lot of people in the U.S. had probably never heard of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, before April 11th. That was the day 20-year-old Daunte Wright was shot and killed by a police officer during a traffic stop. Wright was laid to rest this week in Brooklyn Center, not far from Minneapolis. That funeral happened one day after the verdict was announced in the trial of ex-police officer Derek Chauvin for killing George Floyd last year. Caught in the middle of all this is a church in Brooklyn Center founded by immigrants. The World's Halima Gikandi reports.
On the evening of April 11th, Simeon Momani was hosting at his home in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Momani was less than 2 weeks into his new job as a pastor at the Kenyan Community Seventh-day Adventist Church. As evening approached, he heard a commotion outside of his house, which is nearby the church.
I heard noise outside, so I went out and found some young people very angry outside, and I was like, what's happening? They said, the police just killed a 20-year-old young man.
That young man was Daunte Wright. He was killed earlier that day by a police officer less than 10 minutes away.
So that was my first reaction, feeling heartbroken and wanting to know, what is it? What is happening? What happened?
That's what nearly everyone in Brooklyn Center wanted to know. For several days running, demonstrators took to the streets outside the city police department. The Kenyan Community Church was suddenly thrust into the middle of it all.
I mean, we're separated by a fence, so we are next door.
Members of Momani's congregation were searching for answers, too. The church was created about two decades ago by immigrants from Kenya. It's a medium-sized building made of red bricks. Now it has more than 400 members from all over the area. Many of them are young first-generation immigrants.
They were very, very upset. They were very upset. So we helped them process what was going on. We had meetings every night with them, together with the youth pastor.
It's been a challenge for the new pastor, too. 37-year-old Simeon Momani immigrated to the U.S. from Kenya in 2016. He tells me that he's not personally experienced racism in America, and the church has a good relationship with the police, as far as he knows. Still, he and other church members wanted to respond to current events. As neighboring buildings shuttered their doors amid the unrest, the Kenyan Community Church did the opposite.
We decided God has put us in this place for a time like this. So we intentionally decided to be a healing place. So we opened our doors and worked with the community.
During the recent protests, the church has become a gathering place for people in the community to come together, for demonstrators to get water, food, and some emotional space to process what's happening. We want justice, he tells me, but we're not picking sides. Instead of holding normal weekend services, members of the congregation took to the streets for prayer sing-alongs.
They organized themselves singing, and then at some point they had to put the Kenyan flavor, singing Swahili songs.
It helps diffuse tensions amid protests, Momani likes to think. For him, it's a reminder that during a crisis, the church has an important purpose for the community. Momani says the city has been much quieter since the guilty verdict in the George Floyd case. Now, his mind is on how the community can heal moving forward, and the church has a role to play too.
Because the church is neutral. It's a neutral ground because it's kind of a safe space for the community and for the police. So we can try to provide that platform where those conversations can begin.
Conversations about policing, he means. Pastor Momani says his church is thinking about dedicating afternoon programs to those discussions in the future. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.